Okay, so we're holding over here in Perek Tes, and the theme over here, the issue over here that he's dealing with is what part of the mitzvahs bring a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The philosophers felt that it's impossible that anything physical could make you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. So what is it about a kazayis matzah that brings a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They spoke about sichlius. And what we saw last time was that the maisa itself changes the person, and the person becomes dovak and sichli, like he says. In other words, the mitzvahs don't have physical meaning. A kazayis matzah is not because you're hungry, but it brings out a certain akud in a person's nefesh that makes a person more shayach to the world of ruchnius and bemelis davar hakadosh baruch hu. Those are the points that he said. And then he makes another point. We're holding, I think, ve'echlo yikne. Ve'echlo yikne madrega loikas a mitzvah. Ke a mitzvah's kulom b'mashay mitzvah's Hashem yisbaruch ala adam. Ein sofik shezei siyachsus v'chibu ben Hashem yisbaruch ben ha'adam. Kimoi melech ha'goy zegzer al amoy. Ve'ein sofik ish yichus v'chibu ben ha'melech v'avodim kamas ha'gzera. Mitzad shum malkum goy zaleim v'mekabla. So this, I think, is another knetch. He's saying over here that the etzem fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being goyza personally to us gzera, and we'll be mekayim it, that itself creates a kesher. In other words, the mitzvah and the mitzvah, Moshe Shapiro spoke once, and he said that the word mitzvah in Lashon Kodesh is really a strange word, because the way you would express it in modern Hebrew, a command is a tzivui. So tzivuyim, that's the right, this is a tzivui. These are tzivuyim. People don't use that in modern Hebrew because they don't use the term tzivui, but a tzivui would mean a command. What is a mitzvah? So a mitzvah is not a command. It's a state of a being in a certain sense. The mem always, like mizbeach, is the place of zvicha. The mem is always mirvach. A revach is a space. Mirvach is a space in a more conceptual sense. It's when you're speaking about give some space. So it's the mem always connotes a sort of conceptualization of something. So a mitzvah is a certain state of a tzivui. I can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I can be a servant. And a servant is a state of relationship. So the world of mitzvahs is not, it doesn't end at the command, it ends at, it's the whole state of it. I said it many times, I took one of my children to Reb Chaim Brim in Yerushalayim. The minig is, you go to different gedolim, for when son's bar mitzvah, you get a bracha. So I took one of my children to Reb Chaim Brim. The family was close with him, and he told him the following vart. He told him that he heard from Rav Volba. He said they used to go around. The Freie Kibbutzim after Milchemet Shesh Yamim. Rav Volba spoke. He actually put out a sefer with those speeches, and he said that when there's a mitzvah and a mitzvah, they become one in the mitzvah. They unite within the mitzvah. Within the mitzvah, you have the mitzvah and the mitzvah. So Reb Chaim Brim told my son, I saw this embodied twice in my life. When the Siatne Rebbe said Hoshainis, the Nanuim, by the Siatne Rebbe's Nanuim, because the Kavanis by Nanuim is very, very big, and it's a very big thing. So when the Siatne Rebbe was one of the Rishne Geza, when he shook Nanuim, on Sukkot, he felt this musig of a mitzvah and a mitzvah becoming one in the mitzvah. And he said, and when the Chazanish davened the Shemini Esrei on a random weekday, that was his other time when he saw. That's very interesting. Reb Chaim Brim was a combination of many worlds, and this expressed it. Balak upon him, in the world of mitzvah, just for what it is, I'm being mischabed to Ribbono Shalom, with, because I'm the mitzvah and he's the mitzvah, certainly puts a kesher. Or my achas shekachu echlo neima mashem mekam shol mitzvosik zayisav aleim shuiz baruch yeshal yichus aleim vitziruf mitzad she mekam zayisav sashecho mechayev isam. So the fact that we're mekablum of it, shebezeh atzad miskavim isdak mashem isbaruch hashol nivdol makoil v'yikne b'shvul kach atzloch al yoyne b'shvul achibu v'adibu kazeh kein sofik sheizdapus b'yisbaruch b'shem akosu dofke boi kasher adam oiser etzaynoi u'mekablu gzeh samelach v'abdoi. So the very fact that we're mischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're oiser etzaynoi, that itself is a chibur. I want to add another knetch to what he says over here. Let's say I'm sitting at a table and I turn to somebody and I say, could you please pass the salt shaker or the soda or whatever it is? So yes, I told him to do something and he did it for me, and it's nice. It's hard for me to say that particular activity is extremely binding. And the reason is because all that salt shaker expresses is a certain personal need that I can't fulfill on my own, and I need somebody else to fulfill it, and he does it for me. That's the mahalach of it. And so the person did a chesed for me. Let's say I'm sitting back and I say, you know, I love this and this piece of music, and somebody gets up and he goes to the piano and plays it. So there's a much stronger nekuda. In other words, I didn't express a need that I can't do and someone did it for me. I express a certain rutzen, something which I like. I'm very, you know, something that's meaningful to me, and somebody got up and did something meaningful for me. So then that is a kesher. He's the one who did it, and he's mitzvah for that meaningfulness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are certainly not in the gather of needs, chas v'shalom. And I don't happen to be a random person who's sitting close to the salt shaker is going to pick up salt shaker and pass it down. Really, what I am is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are an expression of ratzon. In other words, it's not... A soul shake is not something that I'm dovuk in, but it's something I happen to need. This particular music is something that I'm nafshistik dovuk in. So ritzoni yisbarach is an expression of those items that we can, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to consider in this world as ritzoni, and doing a mitzvah brings a person close to ritzoni. And I'm stalling tzu to ritzoni. U'mekal bo gzeyas ha-melech v'u'abde. V'zeh atzma chibu v'adivik bo yisbarach. So the very fact that the person stalls suit to the sign is barach is a hafka of chaymer and being dovek Hashem Baruch Hu. Va'ata havein the bechachma v'chakar bebina. This is a play on a pasuk. It's Sefer Yetzirah. I'm sorry, it's a phrase that comes from Sefer Yetzirah. Havein b'chachma v'chakor b'bina is almost a flipping around. Havein b'chachma v'chakor b'bina instead of chakor b'chachma havein b'bina. Ki ha-Torah moitzias adam in ha-teva umevi es ha-adam al-dvegas b'yis barach. Let's understand another insight in how Torah brings a person closer to dvegas. Dimyan zeh, shnei drachim l'fei adam v'yoyim ha-telech b'derech ha-zeh v'ein atam. Let's say there are two roads, and there's no particular reason one more than the other. But it's not a more paved way. It's not a way that is nicer, more lit up. Rak b'shvil shazeh haderech shabayagil mechoyis cheftzoy u'mamid anechach drachoy. The difference is, the reason I'm taking street A instead of street B is because street A is bringing me to where I want to go to, and street B is not. So if we look at mitzvahs in terms of personal whatever it is, from the crassest, you know, pleasantness to something which is meaningful to me, emotional, whatever it is, a mitzvah may not have anything superior to something else, but the mitzvah is defined as the road leads to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's very fine and wonderful that this other activity might be X, Y, Z, but it's not the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expressed his ratzon, and rak derech ha-mitzvahs, asher mitzav from varenes derech ha-yosha miyuchad, atnech Hashem bein shar drachim. V'zeh shomu litna teru rak etzarif ha-briyas, shirim dveikus b'yis barach. Aval shiyah chofetz be'etzem ha-shchit ze enoy. Rak sh'ha-mitzvah tzirif adam namas oram derech shunoy Hashem, and so on. So l'maisa, it's what it means in terms of dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take a simple example, and then I'll try a little bit to flesh out the mashal. Imagine I ask somebody, what plants should I buy for my house? So the person will tell me that these and these plants add oxygen to the house. These and these plants are easy to be metabolized with. These and these plants do X, Y, they're dangerous for your cat or for your dog, b'chulu, 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 and I get a whole different slew of ratings, depending, you know, all sorts of things, in what way this plant is better or worse and so on. But when somebody tells me to buy this and this plant or flowers for my collar, it has only, so do I ask the person, are these flowers, do these flowers make more oxygen? No. Do these flowers, does this plant, is it easier to grow? No. Is it, no. So why is it? It's the flower part that your collar will like. It has only one, it may or may not have other milas, but if I'm asked to describe what is the primary mile of it, I'm going to say that it is something which brings a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we don't need, and what the other person's rutzin is inscrutable to me, and that's the norm for it. Sometimes I have insight, sometimes I don't have insight, but I don't need to define a mitzvah. When I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm doing someone else's rutzin. And that's first and foremost. And this is a very tricky piece because, for instance, when you're being Makai of people, you're being Rashbi on people, then you need to give the person some taste and sense of the positive virtues of the mitzvah in terms of how this will make your marriage better, bring your family closer, make you feel. You do throw in these tidbits to make it, you know, palatable for the person, and the person begins to taste it. That's very, very, that's good. But if he stays with that, there's a problem missing. At the end of the day, the bottom line is the Tzayin Yisparach. The real point is also that my Ratzon synchronized with his Ratzon. At some point, a spouse can sense the other spouse's feelings, because even though it's not me and I wouldn't think of it that way and I wouldn't feel that way, but I can be in sync with somebody else that I'm close to. So the Ritzayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Ratzin that, so first and foremost, I ask myself, what is the Teichen Mitzvah? It is Ritzayin Yisparach. And by doing it, I'm stelling su to Ratzin Yisparach. I'm creating a relationship, because when you try to do something not for its practical effect, but because it's someone else's rutzen, that creates a kesha. And in time, I may begin to pick up on it. I may feel it, but it's not going to be. But that's not the ultimate teichen of the mitzvah. I want to just add sort of a side thing on this. Just I heard from somebody here, a mashal very similar to this. There's somebody here in Israeli who he's an Israeli who lives here, and he does a lot of kiruv with Israelis, and there's a lot of Israeli Sfarim who live around here. And he was speaking to a group of people, and one of the big things is to get them to send their kids to Jewish schools. And somebody was arguing with him, and he said, Kvod HaRav, if you would see what a public school looks like and see what a yeshiva looks like, it's the world. The public school is a beautiful building, equipped with everything, a playing field, sports, and pleasantness and assistance. Look what a school looks like, so yeshiva looks like. So he told him, let me ask you the following. You're taking your son to a bus station. He has to take a bus. And you have a choice of two buses. One bus is kind of, looks like it's had better days. It's held together by, you know, by glue, nails, and chugging along. The other one is brand new, beautiful, spacious, comfortable, quiet, clean. Which bus would you take? The second one, what's the question? Okay, now, your son has to get to Miami. And that beautiful bus is going to Maine, whereas the Toronto bus is going to Miami. Where would you put your kid? He said, I grant you, what do you want? Do you want your kid to marry a guy and become a guy and have nothing to do with you or anything? You know, that's a red line by them. So obviously, so he said, that's where this school is going to take you to. The yeshiva is going to take you where you want to go to. So the first question in picking something is destination. Once you have the same destination, you definitely want to pick something that is comfortable for the ride. Well, Kaponim, when he says about the Shtei Drachim and so on, just reminded me of it. He was telling me yesterday, this person. Torah is called Torah. Torah is chachma, Torah is tun, Torah is das. So when you speak about wisdom and so on, Torah may be wise and profound, but when I read something wise and profound, I'm reading it for its wisdom and profundity. That's the tachlis of it, and that's how I'm being magdirin. Torah is not rated for what it is, and it is not the wisdom and profundity. It is the direction in how to go, how to do what's right. And v'dovah zeh shevel dveik zeh zeh v'adi asiyas Torah, v'zeh hefesh yesh bein ha-Torah u'bein shaar ha-chachmas. So all other chachmas bring. So he says, none of the other chachmas brings this vekas. Now he raises a question. So, and this is a question people ask sometimes. If he said before that being oisik and sichlius makes you ruchni more, so if a person does the theoretical math, it's a very non-physical activity, would that not bring a poskash barbu? So he says, ki af ki vada de chachma gamkin odomus sikhli, mi komokoi mashe koinem an asechel, eno kidai she doving Hashem is bar, shu nivdul gami makor. Amashe meibar not vegzu atoyu shimar der Hashem is bar, de ze ye doving by his bar. So he says, definitely true that a person who's oisik in chachma is more refined than a person who's oisik in physical things. If you're Isha Dhamma, you become physical. But the question is, what is the world that this Chachma brings you into? And since all Chachma relates to our world, even theoretical math is a part of a world. It doesn't transcend the world. The Olam of Mitzvahs, the Olam of Kadosh Baruch Hu, does transcend the world. So even though there is a ruchnis component to that, but it doesn't, it's not the world of sichli that he calls, that is, the way he describes it, is not nivlagamri. It's still, it's a physical, it's oisik with the world that is physical in one way or another. So even though the etzem is askus is a lot more refined than things that are totally ruchnius, but are called panim, it's of a different, and they're totally gashmius, it's still not what it is. Every person has it in him to be able to deherit. So the tzelem elokim and d'musay that we're talking about is that a person has it in him to feel and understand these things. In other words, we could, if we didn't have inherently in us a nekuda that is ruchnius, there's no way in the world we could relate to it. It's just like when you try to speak to a blind person about aesthetics, visual aesthetics, it's a meaningless conversation. Take a person who is tone deaf, no sense of music be'etzim, and talk to him about different compositions, different that. It's a meaningless conversation. A person who has the faculties, but he's never been taught. So if you sit down and take a music appreciation course, so you begin to understand why certain combination of sounds are pleasant, what they express, etc. The same thing with art. But a person who doesn't have it in him, it's meaningless. So on first glance, we're not ruchnistic people. We started being very physical people. But since Adam is Tzom Lekim, it means we have in us that capacity. So since the Adam is even physically reflects something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that means every Aver has correspondingly a mitzvah that is a certain pnimius and a certain teichin and so on. Uper kamen shvus, Rabbi Oimer, kol averus shebetayra, vein es asa chuvah asa chuvah yom kippah mechapah chusim perikoyl. Megalapan tarashak halacho mefibish avam avinu, shim asa chuvah yom kippah mechapah, asa chuvah yom kippah mechapah. Vatam be'elu dafka. So there are three things, and these three things don't correspond to the Gimel Chamuris. They don't correspond to the Einshim of Skila. There are three things that are not good things, but Al Kaponim, what's the Tzad HaShava? We're saying that all of these is Mechap only with Tshuva. Vatam Be'elu Dafka. Why Dafka these things? So, three things: parik oil, megala panim tarshak alocha, meivrisha vambina. She adam shechiva shensbach b'tzosa terik, moshe isbaya, because she mekabel ein muchan lekabel achibur, or she ein lem tsoya shal yodei achibur, or ein moida beilah shabay achibur, or ein nifrat min eilah ve'ein lekeshem eilah. So, Torah is the first thing that is the primary vehicle for Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who is Megala Panetosh HaKalacha, what he's doing is twisting, he's cutting the Torah off from its Shairish. Meaning as follows. If let's say I'm reading a poem and I want to give it interpretation, so I'm lecturing in literature, I have a poem, and I'm giving a lecture on it. My tachlis is to say something very smart, something that will either win me accolades from people, or that I enjoy very much because I like this. Do I really, really care what the person had in mind? No, because, I mean, it's you know, kol hakavod, you know, kvodei makom munach, I'm lecturing. Obviously, if somebody's going to point out it's not what he means, the lecture is not going to go well. But tachlis, I have no interest in following Shakespeare's advice, Frost's advice. I don't know tachlis in it. But so if a person treats Torah that way, then the person himself takes Torah and he's mafkiyat from being kosher b'risho. So this will never be able to work for him. I saw this. They had a story a few months ago. They had, maybe it was a year ago actually, they had an interview with Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman. He's a Shach's son-in-law. He was a Talmud of Chazon Ish, and it wasn't a Talmud Chazon Ish, he was a young boy, and the Chazon Ish, he was a very big Bakishan. I think he was maybe a Yassim or something. He slept in Chazon Ish's house for a while. Chazon Ish was very machab of him, And he brings some very fascinating stories and interaction with the Chazon Ish. And he was a big Bakishan. He wrote like a kuntris when he was 17, 19 or something. He wanted to publish it. I think maybe I'm kosher, but I don't remember exactly. But the Chazon Ish saw a shtickle that he wrote. It was a very, very kishindik shtickle based on an assumption that the Rambam holds that Kiddusha Kesef is only Rabbana. The Chazon looked at it and said, it's absolutely not true. That's not true. It can't be pshat, and it's not pshat. We'll find 101 tiruts, and Rambam doesn't hold that. So he said, no, but it felt like that's it. And he says, it's going back and forth. He was a young boy, and he was very... And Chazon told him, you know, if you don't care about emes, I want to have nothing to do with you. You know, I'm playing games and not interested. So Megala Parashat Halacha means once it becomes my toy, it's no shaykhus to you. And that is a hafkor from any... How can there be a chibur of Kodesh Baruch? How could Torah be a chibur of Kodesh Baruch when Torah is a mirror for my Torah? No shaykh is trying to be omer on emes. Because you may be bishav or mavina at other mekabel brisah shakadosh baruch hu, which is because megal pan dosh galocha hare koyfe bem tzor shara chibur, because you perik oil koyfe ba oisa shachibur ba yisbarach shabaya chibur. So he says these three things. So let's picture it. Whenever I have a kesher with somebody, there is one end of the rope is me, the other end is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the middle is the rope. Any one of them that gets cut off, there is no kesher. The bris mila is the end of the rope that's a my guf. Torah is the rope between me and the Ribbono Shel'olam, and Perek oil is the etzem Ribbono Shel'olam, the kesher Ribbono Shel'olam. So even if I do all the mitzvahs in the world, because I see it to be good, right? Lehedya, a hafka from so-called orthopractice and an attitude that, you know, it's not mechayev me, but it's definitely the smartest and best way to go and most wonderful thing and so on. That is zero kesher to Ribbono Shel'olam. The person saying this is zero kesher to Ribbono Shel'olam. L'ma adav adayma. L'priya mechuba ba'naf, anaf mechuba le'ilan. You have a fruit, branch, tree. V'im yigra adav ama l'pri. Even if the fruit itself suffers something, Mikomakoimi says, Masha priu mechubala naf anaf lilan, the kachamala ruka. As long as it's attached, there's a chance that it's going to heal. Achim nichras, achim priu kafri. But once you take the fruit off, you cut it off, aznifsapri, then it's just a question how long it's going to take till the rats. Bechenim anaf nichsram tziusoi. Same thing if the branch is cut off. If somehow the branch is whole, but it's not attached to the tree, so all three ends of it are missing, all three parts of it. In other words, the krisus, it means the cutting off from Adam. So if the mitzvah would be, if I would tell you as a looking just at the physical person, eating matzah is will make you a more as a person. It's obviously the statement is ridiculous. How could a physical act make you more as a person? It's because of what the mitzvah is. It's the kesher from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Where a dover borokah tzlochia the asiyas mitzvus b'mashim akir v'divik b'yisbara v'hu ha'tzlocha mitis v'elub n'odam asherlim ha'yeroitzim shel odam atzlocha ba'asmoi v'ima muskola sharam koina v'lei somu daitem shika atzlocha di b'yisbara. So the people who believe in muskolos, philosopher, anshei chacham in general, it's because they see perfection, human perfection, as lying within the person. So it's me. I could be a nobody, a somebody, a better person, a fantastic person, an extraordinary person. So obviously, sichlius and muskolos is what it's all about. So yes, if something is a teaching aid, then you know, use it as a prop. But at the end of the day, it's what I understand that makes me a better person. But and that was the view of the philosophers. But we understand that ultimately the chibur is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Maisa Mitzvah being an expression of Ritzoni Yisbarach is the only gateway. Now, if I understand the Sichlius because I want to understand what Hashem wants, that isn't also a person learning Torah because I'm trying that my sense of right and wrong should resonate with Baruch Hu's sense of right and wrong. Of course, that's the ultimate kesher. But it always has to come machmas because Hashem put it down, not because it's a personal accomplishment or achievement. Which was the philosophical thing. They said there's this conceptual intellect. It's the active intellect. So if we ask ourselves, who reaches that madrega being such philosopher? Maybe one and maybe two. So you're telling me that the world of Ruchnius, of Toiv, of Olam Haba, of Schar, is only for one or two great thinkers? Can't be. It's because they couldn't be bothered to understand that a physical world could have a shachs of Yerushalayim. So Maisa Adam reach much further. They carry themselves a lot more than just the defined act as such. You can understand this mystically, it touches all Alamas Ayanus. You can also understand that it opens up deeper halakum of a person's nefesh. It goes to the heart of Ratzon, of Hashem, and so on. So when a person does things within the framework of mitzvahs, he's basically, the whole structure of the world of mitzvahs is divine. So okay, we're holding a perek yud. Any points, any questions? So I think next week we can go back to the normal. I think next week they're moving the clock. I believe this Motzei Shabbos here. So we'll be in the same. So it'll be again a quarter to, what time is it? Quarter seven? Quarter seven. Your time is what? Losing track. Quarter to two. So Bez Hashem, next week we'll be back to the same schedule. Okay. Good.
I could just ask one thing.
Sure.
The Indian of the Bali Muster being very very busy with a person perfecting himself. That has anything to do with?
So let's take an example. Imagine you see somebody dressing up a chassan kala. One is dressing up very nicely, and your assumption is that that person is dressing up very nicely for you. And then you see that that person is busy showing off to everybody else. And all of a sudden you realize that he didn't put on the Borsellino hat to make you feel chashev. He wants to show off his Borsellino hat to his chaverim. So that's kind of a little bit, it leaves a bit of a bad taste. So when somebody beautifies himself or herself for me, that arouses, wow, I'm you know, it's doing for me. If he does it for himself, the reason if a person perfects himself so that I'm royu to be called the kala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be called his, then yes, it's perfecting yourself is what's needed. I can't come to the Armon HaMelech b'levush sak ve'efa, but if it becomes a self thing. So in the world of midas tovus and things like that, b'derech klal, the association is much easier. The association is that, you know, it's all for it's all for the Ribbono Shel Olam, because you know, being a good person, a kind person, a patient person, etc. When you start talking about sichlius, and talk about somebody saying a very good shtickel Torah, it's a little harder. So there, sometimes it's the pshat because it's a rotzon from Hashem, and sometimes it's me. I once heard the story from Rav Moshe Cohen Zechon Evracha, Rav Ezra Hartman's Shver Zechon Evracha. He said over from his grandfather, I think. His family was a Gera family, and the Ragatshaver once came to visit the Sfasemis. The Ragatshaver was a Chassidish leaning. He was about a little bit, I mean, some level of Kalfas, I think, but he was by the Sfasemis. And the Sfasemis asked him, what does he learn? He says, Tur. So he said, with Beis Yosef, says, no, Tur. I don't need the Beis Yosef. So he told him, well, so the Sfasemis thought a minute, and he gave him 10 places in the Tur, and he asked him what the Mokar is. So eight of them, what Ragatov said coincided with Beis Yosef. Two of them, he said, not like Beis Yosef's own. So the Sfasemis told him, Beis Yosef says this and this as a Mokar. So like I said, I don't think what I'm saying is less or whatever, something like that, along those lines. So this Sfasemis started arguing with him, and then he stopped short and he grabbed his finger, the Ragashev, and he said, what am I getting out of this argument? What are you getting out of this argument? And most important, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam have out of this argument? In other words, we've gotten lost in the pilpul Hashem. It's Natschus, and I don't see here that there's a... That was the story I heard. I said it over once. I was in a car with Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, and he got very upset. It says, Kol pilpul, puti deraisis chaviv v'kadosh baruch hu, pilpul zeh chaviv v'kadosh baruch hu, and so on and so forth. I saw Rav Zelig Weinberg was actually in a car with us, Baruch Hu, and he said, no, it depends if it's Shema, whatever. It's obvious there's a difference. But the point of Semis was, it's gone from looking for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to sort of playing who's smarter, me or you. And that was the